You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The Israel Antiquities Authority has announced the discovery of the remnants of two shipwrecks off the Mediterranean coast containing a sunken trove of hundreds of Roman and medieval silver coins. Archaeologists say the finds made near the ancient city of Caesarea date back to the Roman Mamluk periods around 1700 and 600 years ago, respectively. The head of the coin department at IAA, Dr. Robert Cole, says it's a significant find.
What we found here are basically a group of coins which date to the mid-3rd century, which tells us an interesting story about a ship that basically apparently came from Rome and traveled to the east. That's according to the coins. And amongst the more interesting finds of these coins, because we find many coins every year, of course, and Roman coins, Roman period coins. But what was really exceptional in this excavation was the find of a beautiful ring, golden ring, with a rare gemstone engraved with a symbol which belongs to the early period of Christianity.
The ring contains a green gemstone. It's carved with a figure of a shepherd carrying a sheep on his shoulders. Dr. Cole says the owner may have been an early Christian.
On the gemstone is engraved an image of the Good Shepherd, which is really one of the earliest symbols of Christianity.
The haul included hundreds of Roman silver and bronze coins dating to the mid-3rd century, as well as more than 500 silver coins from the Middle Ages. They were found during an underwater survey conducted by the IAA's Marine Archaeology Unit over the past 2 months. Among the other artifacts recovered from the seabed were figurines, bells, ceramics, and metal artifacts that once belonged to the ships, such as nails and a shattered iron anchor. Jacob Shavrit is the head of IAA's Marine Archaeology Unit.
We know that we have in the hoard at least two types of coins, the one that are Mamluk and the one that came from Armenia, which telling us another story about the period, about the wars that were at that period in between the Mamluk and the Armenian empire. And when we found them together as a hoard, that means that they were also have been in the monetaric system of the coin. So all this information, every piece of data that we can collect from the artifact give us the wide frame and the history frame of the site and the period.
At least one of the ships is believed to have sailed from Rome itself. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.